It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you along. I'm Dennis O'Hare. As the fight over President Trump's immigration policies continues, the people in Georgia's biggest business are wondering how they'll be affected. That business is farming. The state's agriculture commissioner is Republican Gary Black. He joins us now. Commissioner, welcome and thanks for coming in.
Dennis, it's good to be with you and good to be visiting with your listeners this morning.
Just a few days ago, immigration rights activists staged a protest here in Atlanta and around the nation. It was called A Day Without Immigrants. Some workers and their families didn't go to work or school on that day, and much of the protest was in the cities. But do you know whether it was felt in the agriculture sector, too? Have you had time to check it out?
Not any really drastic things that we're seeing, Dennis. I actually, on the positive side, I was on the day of the protest, I was actually at one of our larger poultry operations in Northeast Georgia that day, and they were their over 1,000 employees were celebrating the fact that nobody missed work.
I don't know if this is the company to which you're referring, but the Gainesville Times quoted the president of Fieldale Farms, which is a big poultry production firm up in that neck of the woods, as saying about 10% or some 300 workers there either didn't show up at all or showed up late. Is that significant? I mean, especially since it's at least possible. Common sense might tell you that some workers who would have participated went to work anyway because they were afraid for their jobs.
Yeah, I think you're presuming that they're afraid for their jobs. I'm not sure about that. You'd have to ask them. But what I would suggest to you is that they're thankful to have a job. I know many of our our companies that have a wide range of workers from different backgrounds. They want people to come to work. They're paying a good wage. They have a good work environment. So I think it's important to know that everybody that wants to work and can show up and has the proper status, that's what agriculture is deeply supportive of. Where there are workers that are needed, we need a legal labor force, and that's something we've been very passionate about, as you know, for quite some time.
Meanwhile, ICE said it arrested 87 people here in Georgia as part of its operations last week. Now, are you concerned that that might send more agricultural workers away from the state?
I hope not, Dennis. And the reason is if you're here illegally or if you're a participant in H-2A, which more and more of our producers have enrolled and will enroll, for 2017.
Yeah, and that's a visa program, and we'll
get into that more later. Agriculture, there's no reason to fear because that's what we need. We need a legal workforce. And that's what we see all across agriculture. To dispel some of the myths that lots of people are working in the shadows out here for sub minimum wage is just simply, a myth that sort of hangs over agriculture quite a bit.
Do you have any way of knowing for sure, though, how many illegal workers there are in the state?
I'm not sure I could put a finger on that, but nor could I for the auto parts industry, not disparaging them or bringing them into the discussion, or the hospitality industry, anything else. It's just I know what the commitment of Georgia farmers is. They will hire every local worker possible, but if not, they have to return to the guest worker programs that are available through the federal government. That's H-2A, and I'd see anybody that's enrolled in that program and doing it correctly. There's no need to fear.
But do you know how many farmers are complying with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the vast majority. I don't recall right now the exact number of farmers that were enrolled in that, but I'm not aware of the major vegetable producers in the state. I mean, it's everyone's gravitated towards H-2A, and that's a good thing. We do need to reform some things in that program, but right now it's a tool available to producers.
Are you getting enough people going through that program, which takes a little time and is a little complicated both for farmers and workers, to actually meet the needs, especially at peak seasons?
Well, Dennis, I don't recall last season that there being a hue and cry from rural Georgia saying, we're short this migrant crew or that migrant crew. Here's what I did hear about. Because an I was not dotted or a T was not crossed, that paperwork gets stalled in the pipeline and producers actually have workers arrive 1, 2, and 3 weeks late. And that's where a reliability factor and a trust factor with the federal side of this equation, we need some drastic improvements, and I expect to see that.
So are you concerned that under a new administration, which is taking a much tougher line on vetting and process, mm-hmm. that it will be even more difficult, that there will be even more delays, or that workers will even be afraid to comply?
Mm-hmm. I am not alarmed in the least bit at this juncture, because we've been thankful to have been working with the transition team quite a bit in recent weeks. There's a keen understanding of the need for a guest worker program that services the needs of American agriculture and ultimately the American consumer, Dennis.
Could that happen in time for this spring, though?
Well, we'll wait and see. We're going to be vigilant all along the way for sure. Thus far, we've not heard of any paperwork issues or any stalls. We've got to know what the rules are, and we'll follow the rules. Just don't change them on us in midstream.
Georgia Agriculture Commissioner, Republican Gary Black. Commissioner, thank you so much for giving us this time. You've been very generous with it. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dennis. God bless.